Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk to Adam Teicher from ESPN. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Good, Stephen. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, so one of the biggest takeaways from that game was, once again, the tremendous amount of pressure that the defense was able to put on Joe Burrow. A lot of sacks, a lot of pressure. Aaron Donald clearly could have won Super Bowl MVP, and nobody would have blinked an eye. Cooper Kupp, deserving recipient as well. But we've seen teams feast on the Bengals' offensive line, but the Chiefs did not. We heard Brett Veach telling us that defensive line is a priority in the offseason. But is that one of your takeaways? Really just disappointment in how the Chiefs could not sack Joe Burrow, could not get to Joe Burrow more consistently, considering the poor play of that offensive line?
Yeah, no, and it was before yesterday's game. I mean, that to me, going in as soon as the Chiefs lost, that's a priority, fixing that pass rush. That was job number one, because it wasn't productive enough. I mean, they were 29th in the league in sacks. You know, I've got some stats that show they were 7th in pressures. I don't know if I trust that number at all, because that seems to be way high. I don't feel like the Chiefs were that good. But clearly they were better in pressuring the quarterback than they were in sacking him, and we saw it probably in both games against the Bengals. You know, they let Joe Burrow out of trouble a couple times in that first game against them, and he didn't necessarily run, but he got out of some trouble and was able to, you know, get rid of the ball or complete a pass. So that to me has been job one for the Chiefs. I mean, even going in back during the season, that was job one. I feel like that has to be a priority. They have to get that thing right. By whatever method, they have to be more efficient with their pass rush. It's hard to see them kind of going beyond where they are now. Now, they got very far, don't get me wrong. Losing in overtime in the AFC Championship isn't a bad thing, but I don't feel like they're going to break through until they fix that particular problem.
And it's sometimes an easier problem to solve, or it's easier to said than done to solve that problem, because they have invested, you know, financially in that position, right? Like, between Frank Clark and Reed and Chris Jones, they put a lot of money up front. How do they do it? Do they have to do it through the draft, or can they go out and get free agents or make trades to get this done?
No, they can do it in any of several ways. I mean, they can use both those routes, no doubt about it. To me, it all pivots on what happens to Frank Clark. You know, do the Chiefs keep him? Do they keep him at? Do they keep him on the contract he's on? Do they keep him at a reduced contract that he agrees to? Do they get rid of Frank Clark and start all over with someone else there? I mean, they got a lot of work to do either way, whether Clark's back or not. It seems to me they've got a lot there. I mean, they've got Chris Jones and Turk Wharton and Mike Dana, and that's it under contract, not counting Frank Clark right now. So, the Chiefs are going to have to invest in that, those positions, one way or the other, and probably both. You know, they're going to have to spend some money, and they're going to have to use a draft pick or two on some edge players.
So what do you expect? What's your gut tell you? What do you expect to happen with Frank Clark?
I can't see him staying on the contract he's got now. So it maybe just depends up to him. I feel like if he's motivated to stay and he wants to be here, I feel like, you know, he's still young enough to where he could be productive, that it's not over for Frank Clark. His career hasn't necessarily hit that downhill slide. But it's got to be at a lesser number. I wouldn't keep him on the contract he's on now. So my thought is that he's going to be gone as well, that he maybe won't agree to that, and the Chiefs will move on. But, hey, there's still plenty of time for them to figure that out.
We have Adam Teicher from ESPN as our guest. And, Adam, the other thing that stood out to me, and we go back, people have talked about how the Chiefs could have had DK Metcalf over Mecole Hardman. And now, you know, and I look at, hey, when they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire, T. Higgins was the next pick. We've seen the impact he's made and the impact he made last night. That's another priority for the Chiefs in the offseason. DeMarcus Robinson's a free agent. Byron Pringle's a free agent. I think they need a number two. Is that the other priority that you think they need to address in the offseason?
Yeah, that would be number two on my list, is to find a reliable number two guy, and maybe they can bring Byron Pringle back as a third receiver or a fourth even, because Harden's got one more year on his contract. So, yeah, that's another area. But to me, that's a secondary concern right now. They have to fix that pass rush. That has to be a more productive part of their game. But, yeah, they do need to do something at receiver as well.
We have Adam Teicher on the line. Okay, Adam, so here's where we get into, I think, an interesting conversation. We talked about Tom Pelissero's tweet from NFL Network and NFL.com last week, where he stated, Eric Bieniemy's contract is expiring, and that's, you don't always see that when a coordinator's contract expires. It's not really big news when NFL.com and NFL Network's picking it up and tweeting about it. So that seemed a little odd. And then yesterday morning, Adam Schefter tweets out, Chiefs OC Eric Bieniemy is expected to soon meet with Andy Reid to determine whether his future is in Kansas City, according to sources. He also added that Eric Bieniemy has, and here's, I'll just read from it, there are no assurances that Bieniemy will return. He has considered coaching in college, listening to other offers, or even taking a year off after a physically and mentally draining season in which the Chiefs fell one game short of the Super Bowl, and he was bypassed in the head coach hiring cycle. And so the next meeting with Reid is likely to determine whether he will return or whether the Chiefs' coaching staff will need an overhaul. And so let's start here. Where is this coming from? What's the motivation here?
Where do you think that's coming from? And that's obviously coming from Bieniemy and or his agent. That's where that's coming from.
Right.
And they want it out there that he's looking now. When he got promoted to offensive coordinator a few years ago now, I thought that was, it certainly looked, it was reasonable to think that was a golden ticket, right? I mean, it was a golden ticket being Andy Reid's offensive coordinator for Doug Peterson, and it was for Matt Nagy, and it was reasonable to think that it would be for him, and it hasn't worked out. And, it's hard to conclude that the race doesn't play a part in this. I don't know if it does or not, but it's hard to conclude that with what we know right now. So I don't blame him for being frustrated here. And, so maybe he's saying, hey, you know what? I need to do it somewhere else. I want to put out the word that I'm looking here, and I'll listen to all offers and see. And the Chiefs certainly wouldn't want it known that Eric Bieniemy is looking around or wants out or maybe headed out. So I feel like that's where it came from, and from Bieniemy's side of things. And I feel like they wouldn't have put that out there unless they were serious about wanting out.
Do you think he'd really be willing to sit out for a year, as the report suggests?
No, it's hard to say. I wouldn't think so, but, Doug Peterson did, and it did him a world of good. Now, different situation completely, because Peterson, has a Super Bowl victory as a head coach on his resume, and Bieniemy doesn't, so it's a different situation. But who knows? I mean, I know this situation with COVID has been hard on him, and that's a tough, demanding job. I have no doubt that maybe that thought pops into everybody's head in coaching this time of year, and then they get away from it for a week or whatever and have second thoughts. So I doubt it, but who knows?
So what, again, I'll ask, what's your gut tell you here? Bieniemy back with the Chiefs next year or no?
No, I don't think so. I think that is a little bit of a burn bridge, what we're seeing out there now. Not that the bridge is necessarily burned completely, but if he's putting out there that he wants to get out, I mean, that's a pretty sign he's frustrated. And my sense is right at this moment right now that he will either get another job or move on to something else. But we'll see. I mean, I don't think that bridge is burned completely.
So then if he's gone, and then Mike Kafka would have been the natural in-house replacement, but he's now with the Giants. I brought up Matt Nagy to you before. Do you think it would be Someone is there someone else from within that would be considered, or do you think he goes, you know, back to the future with Matt Nagy?
Yeah, you know, the Chiefs have some younger guys who you just don't feel like they have quite enough. They have they don't have the experience that these other guys did when they became offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. So it would be a little bit of a leap to think that he might do that, although I don't know what he's thinking at this point, but meaning Andy Reid. So Matt Nagy makes a lot of sense. I don't know what his mood is, you know, whether he wants to get back into it or whether he wants to take a year off like Doug Peterson did and try to get back into it next year. But I think that would make a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. So, yeah, I would think he would be the leader for that job.
So, Adam, if that's the case, do you think they just kind of pick up right where they left off? I mean, what do you I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, people have thrown out the idea that maybe the Chiefs need some new ideas, need to freshen things up a little bit. Where do you come down on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's ever a bad idea, but I don't know that shaking it up completely is a good idea either. I mean, I think continuity in coaching is important. You know, you always want those outside ideas. And, you know, the Chiefs have brought in some younger guys over the years who have kind of worked their way up, Mike Kafka being an example of that. So they've got some guys in their pipeline who probably aren't ready to be coordinators yet, but you know, do have some, you know, could bring that fresh perspective that you're talking about there. So hey, as long as Andy Reid is the head coach, you know, this thing's going to have his thumbprint all over it. And so I don't know how different it's going to be anyway, I don't feel like things have changed. You know, when it went from Doug Peterson to Nagy, and you remember Brad Childress was involved that first year, and then Nagy took over completely, and then the enemy. I don't think things changed tremendously in terms of what the Chiefs try to do. So I wouldn't expect this thing to change tremendously, whether the enemy stays or goes.
We have Adam Teicher on the line. Right, Adam, I asked you about the Rams pass rush harassing Joe Burrow for most of the night, and ultimately Aaron Donald with the game-winning play. What did you think of the Super Bowl yesterday won by the Los Angeles Rams?
Yeah, it was an entertaining game, right? It fit right in with the last couple rounds of the playoffs. It was great. Great finish. Nice fourth quarter. And, that was the takeaway, that the Bengals, in their last three games, they gave up a bunch of sacks in two of them, but one of those games wasn't like the other one. And the Chiefs have to get better in that area for sure. But we knew that before yesterday's game. I mean, that they have not done most of the year. They have not done a good enough job of getting pressure on the quarterback, or certainly bringing the quarterback down. And that has to change.
Do you where do you come down on what this does to a Matt Stafford's legacy?
Yeah, well, it never hurts for a quarterback or a head coach to have a Super Bowl championship. I mean, it puts you in a different level, and good for him that on that last drive he was able to get it done. Let's see where it goes from him for here. But now I think no one really thought of him necessarily as a Hall of Fame candidate before yesterday. But now I think, depending on what happens here, that I think you have to start thinking of him in those terms. If the Rams can continue to be, a high-level contender, if they can win another one, then I think you probably are looking at Matt Stafford as a Hall of Fame guy. So, yeah, definitely gives him a boost.
Okay, the Bengals are a force to be reckoned with for years to come, and they will be back in this big game sooner than later, or this was a magical run, and we won't see them back in the Super Bowl for a while.
No, I think it's a mistake to underestimate them. They've got a lot of a good young core of players. They have a ton of cap space, $50-some million. I think they're in pretty good shape to stick around for a little while. So, no, I don't think they're going anywhere. Now, does that mean they're going to dominate the AFC? I doubt it. Does that mean they're going to go to a bunch of Super Bowls? I don't even know if I'd go that far, but I don't think they're going anywhere. Now, I'll say this, though. I have not it's been hard to trust the decisions they've made over the years.
Right.
They made a lot of dumb decisions, that organization. And now it seems like they finally have a group of guys who are doing things the right way. So if they continue to make the right decisions, they'll stick around. But if they start getting dumb with their cap space and getting cheap with a lot of their young veterans who are going to be coming due for contracts, then I'll change my opinion on that. But as of now, I think they just have too many resources and too much going for them to think they're just going to be going away.
That'd be a shame if they went cheap now. What about Eli Apple? Do you think after being dragged through Twitter by Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill, does he delete his account or does he ever return to social media?
Yeah, I don't know. Some guys, hard to say what he's going to do, but, it was kind of funny how all that came about. But, he's just a guy who's, I'd figure we're going to see more from him in that regard,
It was highly entertaining to watch him help blow the game. Adam, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Something tells me it's going to be a very busy offseason for the Chiefs, and so I expect we'll be talking to you again very soon.
Absolutely, guys. Talk to you then.
Thank you, Adam. That's Adam Teicher from ESPN. So I'll ask you guys both the same question. As Gunther Cunningham once said, let me ask you the question. Let's see. Tick tock. How quick can he?
Question.
There it is. Forced to be reckoned with? Or do you think this is a one and done and we won't see them back for a while?
I think they are forced to be reckoned with.
Will they return to the Super Bowl within the next three seasons?
I will say no.
Five seasons.
But I think they'll be in the playoffs and like right there with the Bills and Chiefs as teams that are battling for the Super Bowl.
Here's what I'll tell you. We'll say five seasons. I'll tell you, I think the Chiefs will be back in the Super Bowl in the next five seasons. I think the Buffalo Bills will be in the Super Bowl in the next five seasons. Okay? Because we can't just, it was fun to think, I'll be the Chiefs every year. Well, it's not going to be, okay? And so I think the Chiefs will be back in it in the next 5 years. I think the Bills will be back in it in the next 5 years. I don't think the Bengals will be.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's hard. It's
well,
hard
we will
to make,
see, but
it's
what's
hard
your...
to make the Super Bowl, even if you're a really good team. We saw that
right
with the Chiefs again this year. I do think that the Bengals are in good shape because they're young and they're talented. And they have a good coaching staff.
They have same owner that when it's time to...
And they're in the toughest division in the AFC.
Yeah, well, they just won that division.
Right.
I know.
Against some teams that were kind of old. And I think youth matters a lot in the NFL. And if you got a good coach and you got a good quarterback and you're young, I think you got a chance to keep winning. I don't think they're a fluke. I think they're... I know you're right. Ownership. Maybe that's going
to
be what
they don't
what
have to be a
back,
fluke but, to say they're not going to be back in the Super
right.
Bowl.
Yeah, like I said, if I had to pick over the next 3 years, I would say no, just because the odds are against you.
Five.
But I think the Ravens are an aging team. I think Ben Roethlisberger was old as dirt. But other than that, I mean, the Steelers, I mean, they have the best defensive player in the AFC.
Yeah, well, so, again, the Bengals won that division over all those teams.
Steelers, it depends on who their new quarterback's going to be.
Right. I'm just saying, it's going to be a harder road for them than...
Well, it's always harder when you're the team with a target on your back.
I don't know how good that division's going to be over the next few years, too, because what's the quarterback situation going to be in that division?
Well, I don't think Lamar Jackson's going anywhere.
If he stays healthy. But he got hurt this year, and Baker Mayfield, and then who are the other two quarterbacks? And I don't think they're anything special. I don't think Baker Mayfield's anything special. They'll probably be looking to replace him in the not too distant future, and they're going to have to find a new quarterback in Pittsburgh. So Yeah, the good organizations. I mean, yeah, the ownership in Pittsburgh and in Baltimore, the front offices there, they've been much better.
Also, the coaches. We went through that. They have two great coaches. Top five coaches.
I was going to tell you, when you have this level of success, a lot of people want to get paid.
Yep. Yep.
Will that ownership be willing to pay?
Well,
to stay on top.
I mean, the thing about the NFL is it's not even really so much about the willingness because you got a salary cap.
Is he joking with us?
Oh, the salary cap doesn't matter, right?
I mean, it doesn't matter a whole lot.
I disagree with that.
I mean, we've seen ways it can completely be manipulated. Now you have to eventually
in the short term for a small period of time. But I mean, teams that aren't able to hold on to people forever, even the team, like yeah, the. I mean, I think the salary cap does affect people. That's
it
why
does
you
affect it, but like there's ways to manipulate it. I don't think it's a. I think there's ways to. Some teams are better than other teams at manipulating the cap.
Sure,
it's tougher when you're the target. Nobody, very few people going into the season had a game against the Bengals circled. Like this is our biggest game of the year. Next year. Everyone has the Bengals circled as one of their biggest games of the year. Let me tell you that the Chiefs have at Cincinnati circled as the most important game in the regular season. You no longer have the last place schedule to help you. Okay, yeah, you're playing a different schedule. And look, the ownership has to prove it. They had a great run. I think now that this run is over, This season is over. I still think that the Chiefs are a better team, and I think the Bills are a better team. But I think the Bengals are right there, number three, a strong number three, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. No,
Vegas agrees with you.
You know,
Chiefs came out as favorites last night to win the Super Bowl.
I would agree with all that.
Bills are plus 700, and the Bengals are plus 1,200. And then after that, Broncos, Ravens.
Broncos?
Titans. That's what
Vegas they know
says.
Something. Quarterback.
Plus 1,800.
Who's the quarterback going to be? And that's why so much of this is unknown. Who's the quarterback for the Broncos going to be? Who's the quarterback for the Steelers going to be?
Right.
Right? It looks like Carson Wentz in his time, and there's a report out there that his time with the Colts could be done. Who's going to be the quarterback for the Colts? There's a lot. We need to answer those questions.
Yep.
But I think right now, I think it's safe to say the top three, and we're not even mentioning the number one seed in the AFC, the Titans, because I think we all hesitate to mention them because of the quarterback, right?
Yes. Yep.
But they're still a factor. They're still good. They're still a playoff team. They still have a tremendous coach, and they're talented, but I think they're limited by Tannehill. And so I think the Bengals are right there in the top three. I think they're third. I'd rather, and we're not talking about what we wanted from this year. Who will be more successful over the next 5 years? I think the Chiefs and the Bills will be more successful over the next 5 years than the Bengals. But I think it's wide open. I think if I had to pick a third team based on what I've seen, the Bengals. I think they've earned that. And I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's dismissing them.
Yeah,
I mean, I just wouldn't put them ahead of Buffalo or the Chiefs right now. Now they go back and do it again, and also there's and the Chiefs didn't. Well, they did for a little bit, but they bounced out of it. There is something to you get to the Super Bowl, you lose. How do you handle that? How do you come back? Because not everyone comes back as strongly as the Chiefs did to get back to step away from returning to the Super Bowl again.
It seems like a lot of times the team that goes to the Super Bowl and loses, just doesn't even make the playoffs the next year.
My point is there's a lot of things that they now have to deal with.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I know there's, like you said, there's a cap and everything else, but there's a lot of people now that are going to want to get paid more. Right?
Yep.
It just is.
That's how it works usually.
And they need to have a Chiefs-style overhaul of that offensive line, right? If you're a Bengals fan, what are you thinking right now? What do you got to do? First thing.
Offensive line.
We got to do what the Chiefs did to the offensive line.
Or else Burrow probably won't make it through next season.
Yeah, you got to. You got to protect your guy. You got to protect your man. Now, they have the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver.
Yeah, three good wide receivers.
Tyler Boyd's a terrific wide receiver, which he's on the Chiefs. But that, yeah, that, tremendous, you know. Mixon's a good running back. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not going anywhere. But it's we'll see if they handle everything that comes along with what they just did now and having the target on your back. And I still think Buffalo is going to be hell on wheels, you know. So we'll see. But so much is up in the air, man, as far as quarterbacks and everything else. This is going to be such a wild offseason. I can't wait.
We're talking about teams looking for offensive coordinators. There's one right there.
Who?
Bills.
Stop it.
Well, that would be something.
Just stop it.
I'm not. Hey, I'm not. We mentioned. We don't even know who's. That's the team.
Clickbait Jake now.
I'm just saying.
Just looking for the likes on social media. That's all you want, isn't it? The Bills need an offensive coordinator. Here's my column.
Oh, boy.
Write a column on it, and let's tweet it out. Even though, yeah, sure. I'd love to retweet it. We'll be right back after this on WHP.